This is Financially Speaking with Sue and Cole, with your host Sue Bushka from Bushka Retirement Solutions and Cole Bruner from Bushka Wealth Management. When a part of your financial strategy is out of tune, your long-term goals, your retirement savings, and your legacy can all suffer. With many years of experience in the financial industry, Sue and Cole provide their clients and prospects with the information they need regarding Social Security, retirement income planning, wealth management, and much more. Listen in as we address your financial concerns and provide helpful solutions to put you on the path to achieving your retirement goals. And now, here with the financial information you need are Sue and Cole.
Good morning, everyone, and welcome back to another episode of Financially Speaking. My name is Cole Bruner from Bushka Wealth Management, and joining me this week is our co-host, Tony Shore. Now, if at any point during the show you'd like to get a little bit more information about what we're talking about, feel free to give us a call at 715-355-4445 or visit us online at retirewithbushka.com. That's retirewithbuska.com. And of course, while you're at the website, make sure you check out the radio and TV show pages. We've got some of our past episodes out there for your viewing and listening pleasure. And of course, for the radio program, you can subscribe to the program on Apple Podcasts, Spotify, or Amazon Music, whatever your preferred podcast outlet is. Now, most people head into retirement with a list of personal goals like travel, new hobbies they want to explore, more time with family, and maybe even sleeping in. And while maintaining a list of personal goals is an important part of your financial strategy, retirement still comes with nuts and bolts tasks that you have to grapple with. Perhaps your most important shopkeeping task during retirement is doing as much as you can to preserve your retirement savings. After all, nobody can ever be sure how long they'll live. It's not unreasonable to think that your retirement could potentially last into your age 90s. And that means that your retirement savings and other assets must be substantial enough to see you through a potentially long retirement. So during the show today, we're going to discuss some steps that you may be able to take to preserve your retirement savings and your assets with the goal of not running out of money during your later years. But before we delve too far into the topic for today, let's make sure to introduce Tony here with me this morning. Tony, how's it going today?
It's going well. I've had a great weekend. Last weekend, I got a chance to see some family, do a little travel. So I've been busy, and I love this time of year. I'm looking forward to Halloween. One of my favorite times of year, and I know you enjoy it as well, right?
Yeah, absolutely. Yeah. Absolutely. We were both traveling a little bit just recently. You were down in Nolens, right?
Yeah, Nolens. Yeah, enjoying Nolens. The food. Some of the best food I've ever had. You know,
absolutely.
You and I both, you know, for work and financial conferences and for fun, have done some traveling.
We have.
And I'll tell you, I've traveled all over our great country, and I think some of the best food I've ever had is in New Orleans, honestly.
I can't agree with you more. Yeah. I'm so definitely good into that whole Creole, you know.
Yeah. It's really good. And even the breakfast, there's a brunch place there called the Ruby Slipper that I'm a big fan of Eggs Benedict. And
sure, me too.
I think I haven't found a place in Minnesota that does Eggs Benedict right. Now, I'm not saying it isn't out there. I just haven't had it. They know really how to make good Eggs Benedict and homemade hollandaise sauce. But there's a place called the Ruby Slipper in the French Quarter that is delicious. And I mean delicious. They make the best Eggs Benedict. They call it Eggs Cachon. They have their own homemade biscuits. They know how to poach an egg. And then they put pulled pork on top of it and that hollandaise sauce.
Oh, my.
Yeah.
Holy moly.
It's unbelievable. Like, I mean,
that sounds
taste,
pretty good.
Yeah. It's the best I've ever had. Best Eggs Benny I've ever had. So,
there's you got to know how to poach the egg, first and foremost. That's the most important part.
And you know what? I've noticed in the Midwest, they don't. I mean, at least not a lot of places make really good Eggs Benedict.
No, I agree. I can definitely relate, and I can understand. Ruby Slipper.
Ruby Slipper. And they're starting to expand. They have Ruby Sun. The owner started one in Nashville down in Franklin called Ruby Sunshine. And they have the Eggs Cachon, same menu, and it's pretty good. The original in the French Quarter, though, in New Orleans, you just can't be beat. So
got it. Well, next time I'm down there, I'm going to put it on my list.
You did hiking on your trip. You didn't do as much eating probably as hiking.
Well, I did my fair share of eating too. You know, I was over there in Scotland, and the cuisine is definitely there's a lot of deep fried food over there.
Yes,
you know, they love their fish and chips.
Yes, they do. I love their fish and chips. I love the Scotch eggs too. If you ever had those, those are great.
And you can't forget the haggis. You know, you got to try the haggis.
No, yeah, actually, you don't. Have to try the haggis. That's been my motto, Cole. No, you do not have to eat haggis.
I actually enjoyed haggis. So surprisingly enough,
I don't want to.
Don't knock
it
till you try it, Tony. Don't knock it till you try.
I've had haggis. I'm half English, half Irish, so I've had haggis.
Oh,
believe me.
Well, then, yeah, you can definitely relate to that.
and all the boiled and fried foods.
So
that they have over there.
They do love their boiled and fried, that's for sure.
Whether it's Scotland, Ireland, Wales, England, they all love their boiled and fried foods. But let's talk about this topic you've got for today. I mean, you know, it's... Again, speaking of scary, I can't think of many things that are more terrifying than not being able to preserve my retirement savings, and that's what we're talking about, right?
That is true, Tony. In fact, there was a Kiplinger article entitled Five Tax Strategies to Preserve Your Retirement Savings, and I think it's a really great jumping off point for us today. The article first notes that you should max out your retirement health savings contributions, ensuring that you're taking full advantage of the contribution limits for both retirement and health savings accounts, or more commonly referred to as HSAs, is really a foundational piece of many tax strategies. Make sure that you work with a financial services professional to double check that you're hitting the cap for contributions to accounts like traditional or Roth IRAs, 401ks, 403bs, all of those different types of things prior to your retirement. Doing so will both increase your retirement savings and serve as a buffer against some of your income taxes if you're doing that as pre-tax contributions. Now, HSAs permit you to defer taxes while you're putting money aside for future healthcare costs, but keep in mind that these accounts are only for those with a high deductible healthcare plan. Now, this year, the limit is $4,150 for individuals and $8,300 for families. You're also allowed to contribute an extra $1,000 as a catch-up contribution if you're between the ages of 55 and 65. And in some cases, you may be able to keep making those contributions past age 65 if you're still employed and have not yet signed up for Medicare or started receiving your Social Security.
Right. And so that makes sense. And I know HSAs can provide a lot of flexibility, and they're the only account, as far as I know, in the IRS tax code that gives you that triple tax advantage where you can put money away tax free. It doesn't count on this year's taxes. It grows tax free and it comes out tax free. Right.
That is correct, as long as it's used for the right expenses, Tony.
Right. Yeah.
Now,
healthcare.
Yeah. Right. Those tricky those caveats.
Can't use
right?
it to make car payments. Yeah.
No. Not with the HSA, unfortunately. Yeah. Now, the article does next recommend making Roth contributions and potentially making Roth conversions before certain tax cuts expire, which we know is coming very soon at the end of 2025. Now, the post-tax retirement contributions into Roth IRAs and Roth 401ks may be an excellent way to adequately save for retirement. So if you have the means, maxing out these contributions while you're still working could be a smart play for you. Now, Roth IRAs are potentially a way to preserve some of your assets from taxes, but they can also provide some benefit before you've retired. For example, tax cuts that were part of the Tax Cuts and Jobs Act, which was signed into law back in 2017, are going to expire at the end of the next year unless Congress acts before then. Now, converting all or a portion of your traditional IRAs to Roths now allows you to pay taxes at today's rates and positions you to keep securing future tax-free income and growth on that money. Now, Roth conversions may be a particularly effective technique if you're already retired and you have a modest income. Be aware that Roths and Roth conversions are not going to be a good fit for everyone. For example, if you're likely to be in a lower tax bracket in retirement than you are now, it may be best in your best interest, I should say, to stick with a 401k or traditional IRA with pre-tax contributions. Now, if you are considering a Roth or a conversion, It is incredibly important that you discuss this with a qualified financial services professional first before you make a final decision.
Right. And like you say, and like you were indicating there, everybody's situation is different. But I know the majority of people, Roths are appealing because I think we all know taxes are going to go up in the future once that Tax Cuts and Jobs Act expires the end of next year. And, you know, if you ask people, a room full of people, to raise their hands if they think taxes are going to go up, most of them will raise their hands. And I think with our deficit, they have to at some point.
Right.
They can't keep kicking that can down the road. They have to raise taxes because they're certainly not going to cut spending. From what I've seen.
Nope. There's not a lot of evidence of that lately, Tony.
No, but
no, and you're right, because every workshop that, because we do workshops every month, you know, and every workshop I always ask that question. I poll the audience. Who thinks taxes are going up, going to stay the same, or going down? And I bet you can guess which one everybody answers.
Yeah, going up, of course.
Going up.
And right? People always think their taxes are going to be lower in retirement, but typically they're not. I mean, you don't want to take a pay cut in retirement.
Right.
And all that, if they have 401ks and traditional IRAs, that's all taxable. And some of their Social Security might be as well. So Roth's a great thing. But again, every financial strategy is unique.
Absolutely. Couldn't have said it better myself, Tony. The next thing that the article suggests is deferring distributions from your retirement accounts as well as Social Security until you hit the related age limits. It may be a smart strategy to save enough money in your taxable accounts while you're still on the job so that you can delay retiring from your various pre-tax accounts until you're required to do so, which currently is age 73. Now, furthermore, if you're in good health, holding off on filing for Social Security until you reach at least your full retirement age, which currently is 67 for those who were born in 1960 or later, and that means you're going to get your full retirement benefit amount. Retiring prior to your full retirement age means that your monthly payment will be lower permanently, except for, of course, those annual cost of living adjustments, which are not guaranteed, by the way. Now, if you wait until you're 70 to file for Social Security, your monthly payment will increase by 24%, according to Kiplinger. After you turn 70, there's no longer any incentive in waiting to file for your Social Security benefit.
Well, yeah, and Social Security is another thing that you've talked a lot about. Now, if our listeners want to find out more about maximizing their Social Security or preserving their retirement savings, how can they get a hold of you to set up that no-charge consultation?
Well, Tony, they can simply give us a call at 715-355-4445, or they can visit us online at retirewithbushka.com. That's retirewithbuska.com. Of course, you can check out all sorts of resources out there on our website, including the ability to schedule that no-cost, no-obligation consultation with one of our advisors right here and now.
All right. Sounds good. And listeners, we're going to continue with our Financially Speaking episode. I'm your co-host, Tony Shore, and I'm here with our host, the man with the plan himself, Cole Bruner. And Cole, we've got a lot to discuss. During our first segment, you talked about the importance of maximizing your retirement and health savings contributions, making Roth contributions, and Social Security, maybe delaying that. What's up next?
Well, Tony, the next thing that Kiplinger article that we've been talking about has to mention, I think, is some additional pertinent information that'll be valuable. It talks about helping you to preserve more of your retirement savings by making charitable gifts with appreciated stock or qualified charitable distributions, which are commonly referred to nowadays as QCDs. Now, the article explains that charitable donations may provide you with significant tax benefits while also positioning you to support the causes and organizations that are important to you. Now, when you're working with a qualified financial professional, you can combine a meaningful philanthropy, a viable tax strategy, along with your overall financial strategy. Charitable giving may help you reduce your taxable income while still providing you with other benefits even after your prime earning years have concluded. To utilize a deduction immediately, consider making direct contributions to your preferred charities or organizations via donor-advised funds, as well as gifts in kind of appreciated shares, which we help clients with all the time. Now, additionally, you may also make QCDs from IRAs to the organizations that are most important to you. Keep in mind that IRAs who are at least IRA owners, I should say, who are at least age 70 and a half may exclude as much as $105,000 of QCDs from their gross income each year. Now, that amount jumps to $210,000 annually if both spouses meet the age requirement. Beginning at age 72 or 73, if you turned 72 after December 31st, 2022, you may also use QCDs from IRAs to reduce the taxability of your required minimum distributions, or more commonly referred to as RMDs.
Ah, yes, RMDs, really massive donuts.
I love those really massive donuts.
As I like to say, no, required minimum distributions are important, and that's something I don't hear a lot of people out there or financial professionals talking about, but it's hugely important to understand and plan for those. And another reason to have a conversation with a financial professional like yourself.
Oh, absolutely, Tony. Now, the article's fifth and final tax strategy to preserve more of your retirement savings is working to provide yourself with liquidity during your initial retirement years. It's certainly a wise step to plan for those first years of retirement when you're adjusting to, let's call it, the new normal of no longer relying on income from your job, and when distributions from your retirement accounts aren't yet required. Now, a possible solution here is to prepare your taxable accounts for withdrawals by meeting with your financial professional to make sure that your investment allocation leans towards liquid and preservation assets, like things like, for example, maybe tax-free municipal bonds or maybe dividend-paying stocks or some combination thereof.
Right. And so I have a question for you regarding that. Why is it so important then to discuss those types of assets with a financial professional?
Well, Tony, let me note to our listeners that if investing is part of your overall strategy, we strongly urge you to only do so when you're working with a qualified financial professional. At just 30 minutes, our show simply doesn't provide enough time to go through all the rules and regulations that come with investing, obviously. Now, let's go back to the Kipling article for a second here, Tony. It explains that these investments will supply a stream of tax-efficient income and also the opportunity to trim or sell positions without worrying about market volatility, significantly reducing the overall value of your portfolio. In your early days of retirement, when you're likely nervous about your loss of income, it may make you more comfortable to have a few years of reserves in portfolio assets positioned for both safety and liquidity should you need it. Now, let's circle back to working with a financial professional. As the article suggests, working with one who is experienced in investing and trading portfolios in a tax-conscious way can be important. For taxable accounts, your financial services professional may want to choose investments that are tax efficient and that have lower turnover, while also being mindful to actively harvest tax losses to offset capital gains to lessen your overall tax burden. The article adds that less tax efficient investments may be better held in retirement accounts, particularly post-tax Roth accounts. During retirement, asset location may be just as important as asset allocation.
Yeah, it's where and when you have the money. I know that's always important to timing and location. That's true. And I appreciate that you always emphasize, Cole, that investing isn't something you want to do on your own. There's just too much there. And as my grandma used to say, too much meat on the bone, right? Can't handle
exactly.
It. How do you eat an elephant one bite at a time? And get a professional to help you. Any financial strategy can benefit, right, from experience and getting second opinions. And that doesn't just apply to investing. I mean, whether you're trying to save more for retirement or Medicare, Social Security questions, downsizing your home, lifestyle changes, it really is good to work with a financial professional to help make sense of everything, keep the emotion out of it, so you can make fully informed decisions, right?
That's exactly right, Tony. And going back to a line that we've used in previous shows, a good financial professional isn't there to tell you what you want to hear. A good financial professional is there to tell you what you need to hear. Ultimately, saving money for retirement is about being disciplined and sticking to a strategy to set aside funds to invest with a financial professional and to build a tax strategy with a tax professional to maintain your wealth into the future.
Yeah, good advice. So how can our listeners out there get that plan in place or get that second opinion?
Well, Tony, they can simply give us a call at 715-355-4445, or they can visit us online at retirewithbushka.com. And again, that's retirewithbushka.com.
All right, and you're listening to Financially Speaking. I'm your co-host, Tony Shore. I'm here with our host, Cole Bruner. And Cole, it's been a really interesting and informative show so far. What do you have for us next?
Well, let's keep going with our conversation about retirement by next discussing the potential benefits and drawbacks of retiring at different ages. An Investopedia article entitled When to Retire, the Pros and Cons of Different Ages, has some details that I think warrant a conversation. The first concept to consider is early retirement, which is typically any age prior to turning 65. Don't forget that you generally don't qualify for Social Security until you turn 62, and even then, your monthly payment will be smaller than it would have been if you had waited until you hit your full retirement age. Now, bearing all that in mind, which means early retirement is going to be out of reach unless your financial strategy includes income that can address both your expenses and non-essential spending like hobbies and travel and things along those lines.
True. And, you know, I'd imagine that early retirement can have a huge impact on health insurance as well, right?
Oh, absolutely, Tony. This year, a person applying for health insurance that meets the Affordable Care Act requirements is paying an average of $605 a month in premiums before any premium tax credits. And the article notes that people who are in their late 50s and early 60s should anticipate paying above the average. Currently, the average cost of Medicare Advantage, also known as Part C, is $18.50 a month. The standard Medicare Part B premium is currently at $174.70 per month, and the Part B deductible is $240. To adequately protect yourself and your assets, you may want to meet with a financial services professional to discuss prescription drug coverage, also known as Medicare Part D, as well as Medigap. This year, the average prescription drug plan will set you back about $34.70 a month. And of course, that's why we've got health insurance and Medicare agents right here in our office to help provide guidance on that topic.
Right. And you do a good job. You've got a great team there lined up. And I think that's really important for our listeners to understand. If they have questions about Medicare, they can just give your office a call. And I have to ask this, is 65 still the most common retirement age?
Well, close. The article notes that the common retirement age right now is typically between 66 and 70 because 66 or 67 is the full retirement age for most people. For a lot of people, retiring in this time window simply means that they've hit their savings and assets goal and have also earned their full monthly Social Security payment, which during a retirement that could last potentially more than two decades could go a long way in improving their quality of life. Waiting to retire until you've reached your full retirement age or beyond may also supply you with additional time to contribute money to your tax advantage retirement accounts for things like 401ks and IRAs. And additionally, delaying retirement until you're 65 also means that you're Medicare eligible, which, as we discussed just a few minutes ago, is potentially going to be more affordable than the cost of individual insurance for many older people.
Right. I have family and friends who could have retired early but waited until they were 65 simply because of Medicare, right? And to the point you made a moment ago, when you compare Medicare to private insurance prices, it's not hard to see why they made that decision. My neighbor waited because especially his wife was younger and
right.
She
yeah.
needed his he had really good benefits. So he waited a while to retire just because of the healthcare benefits.
Sure. Yeah. No, it's not uncommon at all. Also, the next thing that I want to mention is late retirement is a category for those who retire at age 70 or later. And if you enjoy your work or your colleagues and you're in good health, retiring at 70 or beyond could potentially be a good move. At the same time, for those who are exhausted by their daily commute and have grown weary of the Monday through Friday grind, waiting until 70 might not be as feasible. Now, as the article tells us, there are clear financial advantages to retiring later, some of which we've already addressed during the show. For example, your Social Security benefit will likely hit its maximum, which is 132% of your full retirement age amount if you were born between 1943 and 1954, and 124% of your full retirement age benefit if you were born in 1960 or later.
Okay. I'm glad you went over that for us. Are there some other financial benefits that could come with working into your 70s?
Right you are, Tony. The biggest possible benefit is that time itself is often your most powerful tool. If in addition to working into your 70s, you're working with financial services professional, you could potentially build up the type of savings and assets that position you to hit your retirement goals. Whether it's reducing or even eliminating your debt, increasing cash reserves, bulking up on your tax-deferred retirement accounts, or broadening your portfolio, the longer you hold off on retirement, the more likely it is that you'll be able to grab onto every piece of value available in each of those. But even if you want to work into your 70s, you have to be prepared for the fact that it might not be up to you. A Northwest Mutual study referenced in the article explains that many people don't get to choose when they retire. For example, the study found that the economic fallout from the pandemic upended many retirement plans. In fact, about 25% of people that Northwestern Mutual surveyed said they'd be retiring later than they originally hoped because, at least in part, of the pandemic.
The pandemic, it keeps rearing its ugly head, and it's affected so many things for so long. And this show has been great. You've given us a lot to think about today. Is there anything else you have before we go?
Well, Tony, just one final reminder for our listeners out there that you do not have to do all of this alone. Obviously, we've got a team of skilled advisors available to help answer these questions and provide guidance to our clients. So if you find yourself looking for a new financial professional or maybe want to begin a relationship with someone, give us a call at 715-355-4445 or visit us online at retirewithbushka.com. That's retirewithbushka.com.
All right. Great show today. Great topic. How to preserve your retirement savings and create that income you're going to need in retirement. And, you know, Cole, I'm only going to go through this retirement process once, but you and your team there do it every single day. You go through the retirement process with people. So I encourage our listeners out there to pick up the phone and give you a call. Give that number one more time.
They can call us right now, Tony, at 715-355-4445. And don't forget, you can schedule online as well at retirewithbushka.com.
Awesome. Thanks, Cole. And that does it for today's episode of Financially Speaking with our host, Cole Brew.
Thank you for listening to Financially Speaking with Sue and Cole. Don't pay too much for taxes or retire without a sound income plan. For more information, please contact Sue and Cole at Bushka Retirement Solutions and Bushka Wealth Management. Call 715-355-4445 or visit them online at retirewithbushka.com. Fee-based financial planning and investment advisory services are offered by Bushka Wealth Management, LLC, a registered investment advisor in the state of Wisconsin. Insurance products and services are offered through Bushka Retirement Solutions, Inc. Bushka Wealth Management, LLC, and Bushka Retirement Solutions, Inc. are affiliated companies.
All matters discussed during the show are for informational purposes only. Each individual situation may vary, and the opinions expressed here may not apply to everyone. Materials presented are believed to be from reliable sources, and no representations can be made as to its accuracy. All ideas and information should be discussed in detail with one of our qualified representatives prior to implementation. We are not affiliated with or endorsed by the Social Security Administration, the Federal Medicare Program, or any other government agency. Calling this number will direct you to a licensed sales agent.